Farm and Ranch Dogs, Fleas and Ticks, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. I was talking with Amy Robinson, a spokesperson for Valley Vet, and she laid out a number of possibilities on ways to treat for fleas and ticks around the ranch or farm for the ranch or farm dog.
There's a number of ways that we can protect them, such as oral medications, that they can have a monthly chewable to protect them against fleas and ticks. There's also topical medications. There's powders and sprays. There's collars.
With respect to collars, which sounds like a marvelous alternative, the one thing that I worry about, is if I'm putting a collar on my dog, obviously there is some form of chemical that's going to leach out of the collar and under the skin and into the bloodstream of the dog. Is that poisonous to the dog?
Well, that's probably something not that we have ever heard of. We know these products that are labeled and FDA approved, that they went through the necessary testing to ensure that pets are safe whenever they are receiving the product of choice that the pet owner may decide to provide to them. But again, very important to read those product labels to make sure that you're applying it correctly and that the pet is receiving the dosage that they need that's tailored to their weight.
Amy told me to remember the rule of 12. Every 12 months, ensure your pets are tested for heartworms. I'm David Sparks, producing this report in association with the Ag Information Network.